This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And this is your host, Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. We are going to be hearing part two today of a sermon I preached at Island Community Church. Now, Island is the church that I pastor. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We'd love to see you. If you're looking for a good church home, or if you're just not hearing the word of God anymore where you're going, we welcome you. Now, we're going to be hearing today part two of a sermon entitled If and Then. And it's a look at all the conditional promises that we see in the Bible going all the way back to Genesis, where God said to Cain, if you do well, then will you not be accepted? But if you do not do well, then sin is crouching at your door, and its desire is for you. And the conditional promises of God go all the way back to then, all the way back to the garden where God promised Cain that your success and your victory over sin is conditional. It's conditional on you taking sin out, on the school of hard knocks. So this is what we're looking at here this week, if and then. Practically all of God's promises to us are conditional, and they're conditional on our obedience. So I hope you enjoy this message here today. I just want to remind everyone that we are on the internet at WGODontheair.net, as well as the Facebook page, WGOD Radio, and likewise for Twitter, WGOD Radio. The internet page is interactive, and there's a link on there which says discuss today's broadcast. I encourage you to go to our website, make some comments on there on WGODontheair.net. Now let's get into today's message, if and then. Deuteronomy 8:19, Moses warned the people, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve and worship them, then I testify against you this day, you will surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so shall you perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Again, key word, obedience. You won't hear that verse very often. You know, I've heard it a million times. You can never do anything that affects your relationship with God. I say to that, boulder dash. Sure you can. There's lots of things you can do that affect your relationship with God. Lots of things. I didn't say your salvation, but your relationship with God. We've just read about 20 of them. Obedience. One more, Deuteronomy 28. You can turn to this one if you'd like. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. There's a whole chapter full of conditional if and then promises in that one. And this, Deuteronomy 28, blessings and curses. My charismatic brethren, love and take and accept all the blessings, but don't believe in any of the curses. It's conditional. If, 68 verses worth of them. The first two verses I want to look at here, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, then here is implied again, This is what God's going to do. If you do this, God's going to do this. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, then the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. Because, notice the reason why. Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. I like that. The blessings of God will overtake you. Something is overtaken when someone or something is going faster than you are, right? Like a pace car in a NASCAR track. Overtaken. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, then the Lord will set you on high. And all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. So we see from Cain to Moses, we can ascertain two things about God's promises. Number one, God's promises are conditional. Sorry to say, but here it is. He doesn't owe us anything. Something is required of us. If we want God's blessings, if we want God's best, something is required of us. They're conditional on our obedience. Number two, God's promises are carried out, as I said, based on obedience to his command. Now let's move on to Moses' replacement, and that is Joshua. If you want to turn there, a couple books over to your right. Actually, one book over to your right, Joshua chapter 1. This one's one of my favorites. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Now when he says this book of the law, you got to remember, all he had then was the first five books of Moses. Their Bible back then was a lot thinner than ours. It had five books in it. This is God speaking. Speaking to Joshua. Now this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Now the if here is not stated, but it's certainly implied that God's promises of prosperity and success is dependent of what? I'll tell you. Making this book your life. And boy, does that conditional promise ever extend to you and I today? God says to do these two things. Number one, meditate in this book day and night. Do a devotional in the morning, even if it's only 5 minutes. I say that as a concession. I'd like to see you do a lot more than that. I guess I should read what I said, not be scared. I said, that's my advice to the really weak pablum Christian. 5 minutes, can you spare it? 5 minutes of time to Almighty God, the creator of the universe. When he promises you all this in return, make this book your life. Get the word of God in you in the morning. It'll change your day. It'll make your day. I promise, give it a shot. Meditate in this book in the evening before you go to bed. CJ used to take the Bible off of my chest because I'd fall asleep at night. Read a psalm, read a proverb, read some red letters in your New Testament. And number two, do what's written in the book. Again, let me read that verse. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You know, if I would only follow that advice, I'd get in a lot less trouble. This book shall not depart from your mouth. What comes out of your mouth? Words. I got to remember that one. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. It didn't say from your mind. Didn't even say from your heart. From your mouth. From your mouth. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, so that you may observe to do all that is written in it, for then. It's conditional. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So number two, I said here, God says to do these two things. Meditate in this book day and night. And number two, do what's written in the book. Do what's written in this book. All of it. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. Remember, Jesus said, on these two hang all the law and the prophets. Do good to all people. Be tenderhearted, forgiving others as Christ has forgiven you. And now the rest of this conditional promise given to Joshua. For then, God said, you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The promise is not guaranteed until your obedience is fulfilled. And then. And once it is, look at the promise. Your way will be prosperous. You will have good success. Do you want these things? Do you want prosperity in God's eyes? Can you imagine that? Prosperity in God's eyes? What he thinks is prosperity? This is the Midas touch, is what I preached in here last week. Prosperity according to God. You see, because when we are like this, our desires change. Do you want these things? Do you want to be successful? Then think on the Lord. Meditate on him. Keep God the center of your thoughts and of your focus. I know that may sound difficult to some. How can you do that when you're working? For those that still work out here every day, out here in the streets, and another job. I mean, not many of you are preachers whose job it is to sit around and think about God all day long. And I'm the preacher, and I still can't sit around and think about God all day long. But if I would follow this and this book of the law and not depart out of my mouth, I'd get into a lot less trouble. I'm not suggesting you become a monk and a chant all day in a monastery. But what I am suggesting is you have a heavenly mindset and not a worldly one. It says in Colossians 3:2, it says, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Read the word in the morning if you can, possibly in the evening. Develop a kingdom mindset. God promises that if you do this, then you will be blessed. If and then. If you do these things, then good things will overtake you, as God says. Okay, let's move on. Here's one last word of advice spoken by David right before he died. Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man. Keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in his ways, keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, so that you will prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. There it is again. It's the Midas touch. Runs all the way from Genesis to Revelation. If we do these things, then God is going to bless us and that we will prosper.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
No more, my God.